Thank God for godly children. If I'm being assigned this particular topic, that of thanking God for godly children, I immediately thought of two general categories of, quote, godly children, and therefore two different thought processes that one might take depending on which category you choose. The first category would be that of children of God in general, those who are living faithful, obedient, godly lives, and because of the lives that they have chosen to live, the world is without a doubt a better place. And for that, we should thank God. John writes in John 1 and verse 12 that as many as received him, that is Jesus, to them he gave the right, the privilege, the opportunity to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 1, beginning in verse 2, says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was very thankful to God for the presence of godly people or godly children. The second category is a part of the first category, yet a little more specific or personal. It would entail that of physical, earthly children from earthly families, such as those in our own home, that have chosen to live their lives for God. If we as parents are fortunate enough to have godly children, we should never cease to thank God. It seems with each passing day there are fewer and fewer individuals in our world who possess good moral Christian character. Our children are growing up in a world that we as parents find difficult to understand. They endure pressures and temptations that we as parents cannot imagine. So what can we do as parents to help our children live godly lives? Well, I believe the first thing we should do is live godly lives ourselves, setting a proper example. And then we can follow the advice of a wise Solomon in Proverbs 22 and verse 6, when he said, train up a child in the way he should go. And in Proverbs 29 and verse 17, correct your child or your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give you delight to your soul. I can honestly say that there is no greater joy than to see your children obey the Lord, and there is no greater peace than to know that they live godly lives. Let us be grateful to God for godly children and pray that more will give their lives to him.